This is Ryan Dedman, Outreach Director with the 911 Training Institute, providing unique mental health expertise and call mastery for dispatchers as the very first responders. You can find the 911 Training Institute on Facebook and Twitter, and visit our website, www.911training.net.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good afternoon, this is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 167 of Within the Trenches, a podcast based on the experience of being a 911 dispatcher. And this episode is sponsored by the 911 Training Institute and is also supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. So I have to, right off the bat, mentioned a five-year anniversary that just passed yesterday. I was looking at Facebook in the morning, and there was a memory that popped up that there was a picture, and the picture was a screenshot from my phone that I had taken 5 years ago, and it was of the Kickstarter website. Now, if any of you know my story, you know that Kickstarter is where I went to pitch my idea for Within the Trenches, the podcast. And at that time, I was calling it the J-Cast, featuring Within the Trenches, because the website that is the home for this is thejabberlog.com. So I had called it the J-Cast, and the J-Cast was going to feature all these different podcasts. But through further research, there's another network, so to speak, called J-Cast. So I changed it to the Code 7 Podcast Network, which I like a lot better, because Code 7 is actually what we used in dispatch for emergency traffic. So when you have emergency traffic, you hit Code 7 and all other traffic goes to one channel, and the main traffic that everybody listens to is on the main channel. So that's what I had called it. It was the Code 7 Podcast Network. But for the five-year anniversary, that day, yesterday, which was the 10th, January 10th, is when I posted that the podcast, the Kickstarter campaign, had actually made it. Now, with Kickstarter, it is a it's an all or nothing thing. So you either get the amount of money that you need, and my money, the money that I needed was $1,500, and that was my goal. Now, if it had gone to, you know, to the, in the picture, it says there's 37 hours to go. Now, had I surpassed that time and I still needed, you know, $100 or even a couple dollars or whatever, I would not get that. Again, it's all or nothing. You either make it or you don't. And I ended up making it. So I had to share that picture and to share with all of you, to thank all of you for the support and listening. Since that time, just a few months ago, we ended up crossing the 500,000 mark for overall downloads, and it's still blowing up. I can't wait to hit that million mark. It feels good to hit the 500,000, but to hit that million will be awesome. That's all of these stories, you know, from dispatchers, you know, putting their stories out there and just sharing everything that they do. And it's just been a very great experience. And then especially with the I Am 911 movement, I can't say enough. It's been such a good thing. So thank you all very much for the support and for listening. And again, five-year anniversary of the green light on the Within the Trenches podcast. So a lot of good stuff going on. I've got some appearances coming up at different conferences. And once I get the green light to announce that, I will go ahead and do that. Actually, one of them I can. There is one of them that I can say. And at the end of March, I will be the closing speaker at the Iowa APCO conference. So it's going to be a good time. If you're headed out there, I will see you there. I'll be doing podcast episodes as well. So now with all that, you know, out of the way there, I've got my guest, and we're going to be talking about some excellent stuff, some more conference information, because it's stuff that people need to hear about, especially, you know, the dispatchers, those that are in public safety. You want to get to a lot of these conferences for the networking, the education, just there's so much that you can learn. And, you know, you go to a conference and you get, you know, rejuvenated, revitalized and stuff to go back and share what you've learned with those that you work with. So my guest today is Mary, and she's the deputy director with MACECOM out of Washington. How's it going?
It's going well.
Excellent. You know, we were trying to do this over Facebook Messenger earlier, and for whatever reason, my stupid web browser was not picking up the microphone. I probably had to close it out completely and then pull it back up, but it was just turning into a pain in the ass. So we're now on Skype. So thank you, Skype, for always coming in and helping us out. So also what I mentioned to you a little bit ago was you're a past guest, and the last time you were on was last year in February. It's January 11th now, but that's almost a year ago now. So that was a long time ago.
I know, time is flying by just too fast. It's gotta slow down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is, if time is really just going by that fast or you and I are just busy as hell.
I think it's probably a combination.
Right? Yeah, everything seems to be just going by. Kids are growing like crazy. My kids we were doing homeschooling and they wanted to do public school. So they just started public school a couple of days ago and they are loving it. But as they're loving it, I have to, you know, kind of hide my face, my emotions a little bit, because I'm thinking, oh, my babies are growing up so fast. This is crazy. You know, with that, they've got to slow down as well.
Wow, you guys are homeschooling. That is brave. Power to you.
Well, you know, we did the straight up homeschooling, but then we found out that in Indiana they have what's called the Connections Academy. And what it is it's a public school and, you know, state certified, accredited, all that good stuff. But it's online schooling. So they would get online and, you know, my son would have his headphones on and he would meet with his teachers and his classmates, and it was all virtual style. And he was digging it, but then he, you know, we were talking about some stuff that I used to do in school, and he goes, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to have that experience. So he really thought about it, and he actually came to us and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go to public school, and I want to get this experience. And I thought, you know what, that's freaking awesome. Very cool of you. So he wanted to do it. And then our daughter, who's, I almost said a year and a half, wrong daughter. the 6-year-old, she wanted to go into kindergarten. And so they're doing their thing and they're loving it. So it's been really good.
See, I don't think school was meant for kids. I think it was meant for parents. I need a break.
Right.
I love my kids. I don't know that I want them home all day, though.
Right.
I'd never get anything done.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, it's funny. And you're right. Yeah. Cause when they were there, and sometimes when I would work from home, it was something else. Cause they would sometimes come into the room like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, I'm about to jump onto a call. Oh, so we can't be in the room with you. No, you can't be in the room with me. So now I can work from home and I don't have to worry about it anymore. But no, it's been good either way. Now for you, how have things been going in dispatch?
Really good, actually. We just closed hiring for a new position and are going through application evaluation right now, and we'll be going through our assessment center process. And I promoted 2 new supervisors this last year, and we are making our way towards our goal of P33 certification.
Great. And for those who don't know, what is that certification? What does it all entail?
That is the APCO International Training Program certification that was through Project 33, and kind of go in and very similar to a CALEA accreditation, where you're submitting proofs and basically proving that your training program is up to standard per the APCO International PST standards for training. So we're really excited to be making that move and taking that project here.
Excellent. Oh, that sounds great. And some of the other things that you have coming up, you guys have the Western Regional Conference coming up as well, and you're doing some work with them.
I am. Yes. We are putting together an amazing conference. We're very, very, very excited about it. You know, Washington hasn't hosted it in many years, so we're very excited to have it back here in Tacoma, Washington in March.
That's excellent. And you guys actually have a map or a map. Hey, you have a map. No, you have an app with that as well. And I think that's one of the big things. So I've, because of the position that I have and doing the podcast as well, and I get to go to a lot of conferences, and there are a lot of times where I will get a bag, which is cool, and it'll have all this cool, you know, stuff inside, all the swag. And then there's a booklet, but sometimes I'm thinking, ah, it'd be so cool if we had an app that I can just get on my phone and I'll be able to have it all at my fingertips. And you guys actually have one, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be posting the app information with the QR code for download, I think probably hopefully today or tomorrow. And we're really excited about it because it does. I think it makes the conference experience that much better.
It definitely helps, especially if like some of the bigger the national conferences, if I remember correctly, the APCO one that I was at in Denver, it actually did have a map. Now I can say the word. It actually did have a map within the app showing where certain classes were, and which definitely helped for me because I've been to that conference, or at least that area for a conference before, but I don't always remember where everything is at. So all I could do is, you know, pop that thing up on my phone, check out where it was. It's on the second floor, go here and there, and bam, I'm good to go. And then, you know, I know what speakers are coming up, what days, as well as the information for each speaker. So that's even better. Is that information going to be in the app where, you know, people can see who's coming up next for speaking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to have the schedule, speakers, vendors, exhibitors, map, hotels, the conference center layout. You can mark sessions as favorites for quick access, add them to your calendar so you don't miss, you know, something. And you can also search by speaker or training track.
Oh, damn. That's even better, man. Oh, well, I look forward to that.
Yeah, the committee did some good work on this, so I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah, that's excellent. It looks like you guys got, you know, every scenario that you could think of there that people would want. So that's a good thing. Now, is there any type of like early bird registration or anything that's going to be coming up? I know most conferences do. And with that, you know, you can usually, you know, save a little money, or even if you do one or two people, you know, a group or something.
Yeah, early bird registration was extended to January 13th. And because this is, they're really focusing on the tech track, any tech employees or tech professionals that are coming, they use the discount code TECH when they register, and will also get a 5% discount on top of their early bird registration if they register by the 13th.
Excellent. Now, what are some of the things, mm-hmm. like what's, for those who are listening and maybe thinking about going to this conference, what are some of the reasons to go to a conference like this?
Well, I think that especially for those in the Western region, it's a, like you had said earlier in the podcast, it's a great networking opportunity. Checking up on, you know, what's going on, especially because of the tech track. We have a lot of things, you know, for FirstNet, a lot of things about case studies that are coming up. So some shooting, active shooter type stuff. We're going to probably talk about Vegas to an extent. You know, just hot topics and what's going on. Mission Critical will be there. We're going to have Denise Amber Lee Foundation will be there, and Adam Tim from the Healthy Dispatcher will be there. And they're also going to be doing a joint super session. Nathan and Adam will do a joint super session to close out the conference on Friday, March 30th. So we're really excited about that because I heard they're 911 training summit that they did jointly on the East Coast was very successful this last fall. Were you able to attend?
You know, I was not able to attend. I actually had a speaking engagement. I had to give some demos and stuff for potential customers for the 9 to 5 here in digital. But man, I really wanted to be there. A friend of mine, though, that I have a couple of friends actually went, and they said that it was an amazing experience. And then I had Adam on the podcast. It was episode 164, I believe. And he was talking about it, and it sounded like it all went just great. They were in awe of you know, just finally being there, you know, they had built all this up and then it's finally the summit. And it's just, I mean, just like goosebumps just hearing about it when he was talking. So that super session, I bet, is going to be just great.
Yeah, I think it'll be amazing. Their topic is a victim's plea, your life-saving role as a 911 professional. And Ryan Chambers from Denise Amber Lee Foundation will also be doing CTO courses the first day of the conference. And then Adam is doing two classes for us while he's here in addition to the super session. So I think, you know, we've got a lot of really good on the schedule. And I'm really personally very excited about our keynote speaker for this year. We were, as a kind of a, you know, steering committee, having a hard time finding a keynote that was going to fit for superheroes and, you know, our theme for the conference. And I've mentioned before that my husband is a Marine. Mm-hmm. And one of his corpsmen when he was overseas, his name is Raymond Ramos, and his hashtag is Doc Pegleg. So when he was overseas, and I shouldn't laugh, it's terrible, but when he was in Afghanistan, he was with 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. He stepped on IED and lost his left leg. And he came home, and instead of letting that experience really defeat him, he's turned his life around and as a motivational speaker. He went on to compete in track and swimming internationally for Team USA Invictus Games, Endeavor Games, Warrior Games.
Oh,
and
wow.
He competed on The Amazing Race for the CBS hit show.
Oh, man. See, so
I know. I'm very excited.
So then it's okay that we chuckled about it, because his response to what happened to him, that hashtag alone shows that, you know, that's kind of the dark humor in all of us that we have, you know. And he turned it completely around and it's done these amazing things. So, man, that's really cool. I wish
I
that I could
I
be
my
there
hubby.
Too.
He gave me the hookup here.
Oh, for sure.
A good keynote speaker. So I'm excited.
Oh, man. Yeah. I look forward to hearing about that. We're going to have to do like a follow-up episode so you can tell me about that. Cause that sounds like one that I would definitely like to hear. So along with that, though, there's some other things that are going on at the conference, along with your, you know, highlighted speakers and such. You've got a few meetings, APCO wise, and then some contests.
I do. So I have, our consortium meeting is Thursday, 29th, 1:52. And, you know, that's going to be kind of the meeting of the minds question. And I believe they're going to do, bids to where Western Regional will be in a few years from now. So it'll be exciting to see, you know, who's going to have it next, what their themes are going to be. It'll be a really good, you know, meeting of the minds. And we also wanted to let any chapters that are planning to do local events or chapter meetings while they're, you know, here in Tacoma, that they should email the Western Regional Committee at, you know, wrwilliamrobert2018@wapconina.org if they have requests for that.
Awesome. Now, if you could say one more time, the date and time that this consortium meeting is going to happen, only because right when you had said it, your Skype broke out. So
oh, of course.
Exactly. So it came in right after you had mentioned the date and time. So if you could just mention that again for the listeners,
sure.
That would
Thursday,
be great.
Thursday, March 29th from 1:15 to 2:30.
Excellent.
And if you download the app, you won't need to listen to me about it.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect pitch for advertisement for the app there. Oh, excellent.
We're also doing a drawing contest for so the chapter is seeking 5 drawings to use at the conference. And it should be a drawing from a child is what we're looking for. They have to be 12 years or younger and a family member of a Washington APCO NENA public safety professional or PSAP employee. And we want to see what they are depicted as a 911 superhero. So I have, you know, I have a basketball team at home. I have 5 kids and I'm like, okay, what's a 911 superhero look like? And they'll be accepting submissions until February 12th, 2018. And the submission will be a gift card. So I think it's a really good way to kind of bring in family and kids and really expound on that, you know, this is not just a job, it's a career and profession and involving everyone in that process, because we are superheroes, and I can't wait to see what my kids draw. I'm really excited.
That's awesome. So the drawing contest, what they need to do is they need to depict what a 911 superhero is or what they look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the winner gets a gift card.
Information is at the chapter website, which is waapconina.org.
Okay, cool. And then when you say WA, it's WA, right? William Adam?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, waapconina.org.
Awesome. I just wanted to make sure for myself as well as for the listeners that that's where they go. That's what the WA is. So this conference sounds like it's going to be pretty awesome. I know we talked about, possibly doing a session a while back, and then the other speaking engagements came up, and I don't know if I ever responded. So if I didn't, I apologize. Now that I'm saying it,
I assumed you were busy.
My bad. I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I wasn't trying to be a dick. So my bad. But there were other engagements that had already come up. Cause I remember I had to check my schedule, but man, this one sounds like it's going to be a good one. So I'm excited for all of you, for that. And those who are going to be attending. If you have a chance, definitely check out this conference. I've been to this conference before, for work. Actually, I was doing a presentation on text to 911, and it's a great one. When I was there, it was in Sacramento, so that was probably a couple of years ago or so. But it is definitely a good one. Make sure to check it out. And how can people get to the registration? I know you said the website, but are there also like social media links or anything that's connected to that?
Right. So if you want to look on, so Facebook, we have the Washington chapter for APCO-NINA, and all the information about conferences being posted. I'm also sending everything to most of our region partners so that they're cross-posting stuff for us, because they're amazing.
Excellent.
And the website also, www.2018.apcowrc.org. And that will give you links to the schedule, glance, exhibitors, the registration portal, all that stuff.
Awesome. And I will make sure to put those links up on the blog post that goes up with this episode as well, when I post it. So along with that, there have been, or I guess segueing from that, there have been a lot of talk lately, especially with this new TV show on Fox has come out, where, the video or the teasers, the promos that they've been putting out, the dispatcher says, "What is your emergency?" And I know at my my dispatch center, we said, "Where?" or "What is the location of your emergency?" So there's been a lot of debate from, the dispatchers or just those in public safety in general on what it is that people say, or the dispatch says first, why they should or shouldn't. And then others were saying, not every dispatch center is the same, which I agree. Not every dispatch center is the same. I know many of them just from when working in dispatch, as well as my, working as an industry partner now, that not everybody is the same. Everyone is different. So I'm going to play something really quick. It's only a couple minutes long. And then I just wanted to ask you about, what you say and why, and if you think there should be a standard. So let me play this really quick.
Welcome back to News Channel 3 Live at 6. I'm Andy Dominiani.
And I'm Kate Tillotson. When you call 911, the first words out of your mouth are so important.
But do you know what dispatchers want to hear most? News Channel 3's Brittany Gray is live in Battle Creek to explain. Brittany.
Kate, Andy, so many of us have witnessed a crash. We've passed by a crash. We call 911 to report it, right? So often the first thing out of our mouth is why we're calling. But dispatchers want the where. It's the first question you hear from a 911 dispatcher. Where is your emergency? And authorities in Calhoun County agree the where is the most important information you can give them.
If you start telling us what's going on and we don't get your location, it's very time consuming for us to track you down through the resources that we have. And depending on your phone, sometimes we can't find you.
We've got a long way to go before the snow and ice clear. which means we'll continue to see a number of crashes. Telling a dispatcher where you are is the quickest way to get help. Otherwise, they have to rely on the cell tower, which is time-consuming.
Sometimes that only gives us the tower location, and then it'll give us a triangular location that you fall within, and it could be a mile or two.
Even more time-consuming, trying to ping your cell phone. You might think in 2018 you're easy to find if you have a cell phone. That's not the case. If you don't have a smartphone, you're out of a service area, or if you've disabled the location services. Calhoun County Sheriff Matt Saxton says many times it's a witness or passerby who calls 911. He encourages drivers to pay attention to their surroundings.
They need to know where they're at when they're calling it in, because we could have 30 calls putting this one vehicle, either I-69 and 94, or 94 and 11 mile. That's a 4 or 5 mile stretch that we would have to check to locate that vehicle.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there, because the end of it is just kind of the reporter giving a summary of what it was and what dispatchers need. Now, that is one thing that, you know, we can agree on, that when people call in, they need to know, you know, location, location, location. People need to know where they're at. But I mean, a lot of times too, depending on the emergency, they're not thinking, you know,
true,
exactly where they're at. They're, you know, and anything can happen in 911. So that it's almost like an EMD type thing, where they call it refreak in a medical. You know, they start freaking out again about something once you've calmed them down. So with this location, what is it that you guys use where you're at?
So at MazeCom, because of our CAD setup and the workflow of the dispatcher, and you know, they're all about their workflow and their muscle memory to make them be faster. They say, what are you reporting first? Because the nature code and the type of call is the first field that they're inputting in the system. I'm not going to disagree with the news story. I do believe, and we, you know, location, 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 the six W's, you know, of them, location is the most important one. Where are you? So I can't disagree, but I think that there's a give and take depending on what's going to be faster. Are you slowing them down or are you speeding them up based on your questioning and then the dispatcher's workflow?
Right. And also there were a lot of other dispatchers that were saying that no matter what you ask in the beginning, it doesn't matter, because in that type of emergency, if it's that much of an emergency, they're not really listening to what you're saying anyway. They're just going to tell you what's going on. So, yeah, it's different with every agency there. Now, do you know if there is like a standard out there or anything? Cause I don't think there is, at least for my part. I don't know if there's any type of standard out there for any organization, whether it be APCO or NENA.
Well, I know NENA has, and I was looking it up while you were talking earlier, NENA has 56, you know, -005.1, which was revised in August of 31, 2017. That's the call answering standard model recommendation for call taking standards. And really the only standard is that you say, you know, 911, that's what your, you know, beginning wording should be. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, never say 911, always say 911. And they even give two examples, 911, what is the emergency, or 911, what is the address of the emergency? They give both. So I don't think that's ever been specifically hashed out in standard that I'm aware of.
So that's good that there's actually something out there for that. And I actually didn't know that they had the, you know, the way you read it just now in that one piece. So that's good, especially for people who are listening to this podcast, to know that there's a standard, but they have it both ways. So, you know, everyone, even if they continue debating, it's however your dispatch center has it. And like you said, how it works for the workflow of the dispatch center, and the dispatcher who's taking that call. So that's good to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So going into the wrap up of this episode, where can people find out more about MazeCom? And as we were talking before, you guys just wrapped up for hiring. But if there is ever any other hiring that comes out from your dispatch center, is that shared on social media or the website? Or how can people find more information about MazeCom?
MazeCom.org is our website, and we're on Facebook and Twitter. MazeCom, MACECOM. And Facebook and our Twitter feed as well. So pretty active on social media. This month is Stalking Prevention Awareness Month and Human Trafficking Awareness Prevention Month. So we've been posting a lot of stuff about that and reviewing those topics as trainings as well in the center.
Excellent. Well, those who are listening, make sure to check out that information, especially the public as well. If you're in that area, or even just information, educational information in general, to check out that information, because that's stuff that you need to know. So thank you very much for being on this episode and talking about the conference and the speakers that are going to be there. Again, I'm excited. I know I probably sound like a broken record, but I'm excited for all of you and for those who are going to get to experience the super session. You know, both Nathan and Adam and Ryan, they do excellent work. So, you know, make sure to check that out and get everything you can from it. So thank you again for being on.
Of course.
For those who are listening, if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us, and that's going to be wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and that's @901podcast. You can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. This episode has been sponsored by the 901 Training Institute. It's also supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. And again, from what I said in the beginning, from the five-year anniversary of the beginning, the launch of the podcast through Kickstarter, thank you all very, very much for the support and for listening. I appreciate it more than you know. Look out for Imagine Listening, the book that's coming out soon. And that's all based on the stories from the I Am 901 movement. This episode can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, as well as thejabberlog.com. Have a good one, everybody.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.